listening to Sports Talk on the FM dial, as it should be. ESPN 97.5 The Ticket. KFNC Beaumont, Houston. A Cumulus station. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. The third round of the Masters is underway in the rain at Augusta National. There are thundershowers in the area, but so far they've missed the golf course. The leader, Trevor Immelman, at 8 under par, tees off at 2:40 Eastern Time. Phil Mickelson, three shots back, will be one group ahead. Tiger Woods at 1 under, tied for 13th, tees off at 1:10 Eastern Time. A year ago at the Masters, Immelman had a stomach parasite. He lost 25 pounds in 3 weeks. Then in December, he had surgery to remove a tumor from under his rib cage.
They were pumping me so full of stuff to just try and get over the pain that I don't really think it mattered to me what the result was at that point. But my family were, you know, they were there every step of the way, and they were obviously real nervous. And we were real thrilled when we found out that it was just some rare type of benign tumor.
And now he leads the Masters by one over Brant Snedeker. North Carolina's Tyler Hansbrough sweeps all of college basketball's major individual honors, winning the John Wooden Award. Michael Beasley of Kansas State was second, UCLA's Kevin Love third. Hansbrough led the ACC in scoring and rebounding, but he has not announced yet whether he'll be back for his senior year at Chapel Hill. He's the first Carolina player to win the Wooden Award since Antoine Jameson 10 years ago. Tennessee's Candace Parker is the women's winner. What a week for Parker. Tuesday, she wins a second straight national championship. Wednesday, she was the first pick in the WNBA draft by the LA Sparks. NASCAR racing at Phoenix International Raceway tonight, race number 8 of the NASCAR Sprint Cup season. The Saturday night special, Ryan Newman will lead the field to the green flag, the Daytona 500 winner taking his 43rd career pole. Elliott Sadler will share the front row. The points leader for the second week in a row will start well in the back of the field. Jeff Burton will go off 39th. The Stanley Cup playoffs continue today, 1 hour, make it 2 hours from now, teeing off in Detroit, where the Red Wings will go for a 2-0 lead over the Nashville Predators. Tonight, game two between the Bruins and Canadiens in Montreal, with the home team leading 1-0. Stars go for a 2-game lead on the road in Anaheim.
Sports Center, every 20 minutes, ESPN Radio. Get in the barber shop with Little C.
Chuck calls up and he says, "You do realize Kansas is going to pull off a miracle." I says, "Chuck, click." So all of a sudden, Kansas comes down and scores 2 from the corner.
I know.
Memphis hit the big 3, and he calls again. Hey, Murph. The things I said to him, I had to get on my knees and pray.
The Calvin Murphy Show. Weekdays from 5 to 7. Here on ESPN 97.5, The Ticket. Did you miss the bottom line?
Just talking about the Dallas Mavericks, that sorry, no good team that folded up like... What folds, Chuck?
A wet taco.
Wet tacos fold?
Yeah.
Or they just collapse. Last year, they folded up like give me something else to
like
fold.
A cheap Sears Roebuck pup tent.
Sears don't have, like, expensive...
They fold differently.
The Bottom Line. Weekdays 2 to 4. Here on ESPN 97.5 The Ticket.
Sammy and Bob Show. It's got wheels and they race it in Texas. You'll hear about it on the Sammy and Bob Show. There's nothing like nitro and tire smoke on Saturday morning. Get ready, Gulf Coast. It's the Sammy and Bob Show. Now, give it up for your host, Sammy and Bob.
All right, Bob, we're back.
That's right, Sam. We're
second hour, brought to you by RPM Equipment. Told my buddy Brian Marshall, Brian and Susie Marshall. You know them, Bob.
That's right. They actually sponsor that number 14 car out there at Houston Motorsports Park.
Speaking of the number 14 car.
That's right. It's going to be where?
It's going to be at the car show next weekend, where our live remote's going to be the 19th.
That's 19th, right. Texas Avenue, downtown Baytown, the Bayshore Fine Rides Car Club.
That's right. There it is. The legendary 21st
anniversary. We had a good time down there last year. Remember my uncle came out and my cousins and everything?
Oh, yeah.
I had a good time. I got family over
looked
here.
Looked like Home Week. But Like I said, RPM Equipment, 2019 Sandydale Lane. You can contact them at 281-590-1494. Anything you may need for your tow truck or, hey, they got a bunch of new stuff. It's trailer accessories from the Phoenix USA line. All the tow racks, you know, the racks for your tires and all, right, and all right. That cool stuff. They got it over at RPM Equipment.
Big Jerr-Dan dealers too, huh?
Yes, they are. Jerr-Dan, Sentry, Vulcan, whole deal. That's where I buy all my stuff.
RPM Equipment.
There you go.
They got a phone number on them in case people want to get a hold of them?
Certainly do. 281-590-1494. I'll give you Brian Marshall's cell number where you can pester him. That's only, oh, this guy stays so busy. That's the only way I can get a hold of him.
He'd be a little aggravated with you.
Hey, Sammy.
Yes, sir.
I want to do, before we go very further, I want to talk about a couple of guys that's done really good. Remember, you were not here, Chuck. Remember the group that came in and sat with me here about a month ago?
Had all the girls
Monty
and Sammy missed them.
Bonnie Webb and Big Dustin and all them guys.
Yeah, I think we'd have been thrown off the air if Sammy had been here with all them girls
right.
here at the same time.
We would have had a time.
You know how Sammy gets.
You missed it, Sam. But anyway, they had their first race last week, April 5th, down in Evadale, Texas.
Yeah.
And Cypress Performance owner Kyle Utell with that 840 cubic inch 69 Camaro.
Yes, sir.
Took care of Dustin Curry in the final down at Evadale. And the True 10-5 Outlaw guys. It's Outlaw True 10-5 is what they call it. Yep. And they had their first race. Bonnie Webb is a promoter of that deal, her and her Tracy Karnak, I believe is her name. But anyway, they had a good program. They're starting off right. Their next race is Houston Raceway Park over in May. And it's a pretty neat deal. Go to true105.com, outlawtrue105.com. That's their website. But congratulations to Kyle Utell and his 69 Camaro, 68, I believe, 8 or 9. But anyway, that's a bad go-getter, 840-inch motor, Fulton motor. And it's a bad go-getter, Sammy.
Bob, you know, our in-house guest today, Jake Costales, and he's pulled up something on the interweb here that I'm looking at.
Oh, it's really neat to have somebody sitting there can push the buttons like they know what they're doing, Sam.
I feel like he does.
I think he does.
I just figured something out.
All right.
I figured out one of the, you know, Jay, he was talking about how fast the track is. Look at the pressure. Barometric pressure, folks, today at the Motorplex is 30.23. Humidity, 58%.
Ooh. Corrected altitude is 541 feet.
That's perfect.
Man,
perfect.
If they had some pro car, well, the competition limit, well, we're going to see it here with the 258 miles an hour for Jimmy Jones, Sammy. That's a bad go-getter and top alcohol funny car.
You know, he was talking about who the low qualifiers and all that. You know, all them guys have been on our show before. They've been guests for.
Yeah, Steve Harker, he's, you know, Steve Harker, he's, of course, he has the Harker family racing. His Diana and Kate run the top alcohol dragster division with a fuel car rather than a supercharged car. Darvin Martinets, I believe, in Division 4 is the only supercharged car that's still racing, and he's very competitive, too. But anyway, Harker is number one, and I think number two guy, which will let us know here in a little bit, is Spencer Massey. That name is getting to be pretty predominant, Sam. Spencer Massey.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer Massey.
So.
Are you familiar with Spencer?
Yeah.
And didn't he just...
He did.
Yeah, yeah.
What was really cool, Mitch King's Top Fuel Dragster Monday, after the race. He gets his license Monday. He goes to San Antonio, rents the dragster, and wins the San Antonio race. And he cuts a light on Bruce Litton. First, I mean, this guy didn't have five passes in a top field car and wins the race.
I went and talked to Bruce Litton afterwards. He said, "Kid's good."
Yeah,
he said, "Kid is
good." He did everything else to say with the kid.
No, I mean, Bruce Litton's very professional, no doubt about you.
And you know, talk about professional. He's very good, and he told us the insights on how to warm up the motor and everything. And Jerome Solomon, which is Ball and Stick guys here on our radio show, he was impressed that he did not know that you could warm the motor up and the crankshaft stays hot for 2 or 3 hours, and that was impressed Jerome. You say anything to you about that, Chuck?
No, I talked to him real briefly about it, and I said, what kind of lies was Bob telling you down there? And he said, no, he had a lot of good information. He didn't know much about, you know, those guys, they spend so much time focused on football, baseball, basketball,
and
just a lot of, you know, golf and stuff, and it's just like, they don't know much about drag racing, and they were kind of interested. He came back and said, you know, it was pretty interesting stuff y'all were talking about.
Anyway, I want to ask Jay something right quick, Bob.
Sure.
Jay Gonzalez, what am I looking at on this screen?
What you're looking at is a website. The name of it is 1320go.com. It's a internet-based live timing feed that they're providing, so you can pretty much see all the incremental times, all that kind of stuff associated with, in this case, the Division 4 race at the Texas Motorplex.
Okay. Nice. Now, these two cars I'm looking at, are they on the line now? I mean,
Okay. Actually, Bob's got the live timing thing cranked up, and you're looking at some archived results. This is, you know, it's really, really neat technology, and I'm glad to see that somebody's finally posting all the times, not just the reaction time and the mile per hour and the ET, but actually all the times. Yeah. And it's archived where you actually can search for car numbers and things like that. Great product. Great product.
It's the Sammy and Bob Show, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. We were talking last hour with Will Hanna. He's got several websites. He's going to be talking with us each week. He's back. Will, welcome back to the Sammy and Bob Show on ESPN 97.5 The Ticket.
Yeah, it was always good to be back.
Oh, thank you. At my age, it really is.
All right, Will, give us a rundown on the top alcohol portion of top alcohol dragster of the Ennis race.
Yeah, we got a pretty good field up here. We got 12 cars trying to make it into the 8-car field. Actually, may have a couple more than that, because there were a couple of cars that didn't get on the track. I actually had two cars that didn't make it past the burnout. So that means there's 14 cars here trying to make an 8-car field. Number one qualifier, Brandon Lewis, the Tiger Flow Morrison construction car, 538.0 at 261 miles an hour.
That's pretty good hit.
Spencer Massey, number two out of Fort Worth, 539.268.
If you got to talk with Spencer since San Antonio race?
Oh, yeah. He's still on cloud nine. We're trying to get him to come back down to earth.
Yeah. That's a hot name in drag racing right now. Spencer Massey, golly, has he got a lot of things to look forward to. I think he's going to run today, and then he's going over to Rockingham next week.
You know who's hanging out with Spencer Massey?
Who is?
Kate Harker.
You're kidding.
No.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Make a cute couple.
Is that right, Will?
Yeah, it's a rough life for somebody like Spencer Massey.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead with the list. I just have to make a note. I was impressed with him.
No, he's doing a heck of a job, and you know, it's really really one of the good stories in drag racing. I mean, you're talking about somebody who you know, worked from the bottom up. You know, Gene Snow kind of took him under his wing, and he started off working on the car in the shop when he was about 12 or 13. Gene put him in juniors. He won a lot of races in junior dragsters. They put him in a bracket car. He won a couple of big money races in the bracket car. And, you know, he's just a natural driver in you know, anything they put him in. So he's got a bright future ahead of him. So
go ahead. What's
number three to qualifier? Something interesting there. Aaron Tatum out of Oklahoma City, driving a fuel car. Been doing a lot of testing with the new Hoosier 36-inch A-fuel tire.
They're making Hoosier's making a 36-inch tall tire now?
Yeah, they're making a 36-inch tire, and they've been doing some testing with the A, trying to get into the A-fuel market. He went 539 at 273 miles an hour right out of the
park. Oh, boy.
Good-looking hit. A local runner from down there, a guy on team I work with, Darvin Martinette's out of Lake Jackson, the only blown car in the field. We went 555, 256. Brandon Pierce, the Sooner One car, 555 with an 8, 247. Another local racer, David Brunkowski from Cypress, 557.
Which was Belrose winner, wasn't it?
Yep. Belrose, yeah, coming off the win there in Belrose. Guess that Bill Reichert engine combination in that car, so definitely a car capable of stepping up. Number seven, Diana Harker, the other Harker twin driving for Randy Myers. He ran a on and off the throttle 560 at 248. And newcomer Malcolm Whaley out of Claremore, Oklahoma, running a 563 at 240 miles an hour, has Bob Otto. Auto Man, as most people know him. Tuning for him this weekend. So 563, the bump after one session. So this is definitely going to be a stout field and top alcohol dragster.
What happened to Kate Harker? How come she's not running the series anymore?
Kate is. You didn't hear him.
Well, no?
No, Kate
that was
doesn't.
Diana.
Diana,
yeah. Well, unfortunately, the business side of this sport, you know, behind the scenes of the, you know, a lot of these, you know, a lot of these rides, you not only got to have driving skill like the Harker twins do, but you got to bring some sponsorship to the table. And Kate was one of the drivers that, you know, fell misfortune to the big Torco pullout earlier in the year.
Okay.
Sponsored by Torco last year, and you know these cars take money to run them, and she's out there trying to find some more sponsorship, like we all are, trying to get back out there. But from what I understand, coming up in Atlanta, she's going to be her dad's going to let her make some license hits and some launches in his top alcohol funny car. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, that'll be neat. So one's got donuts and one's out trying to find somebody.
Yeah, she's actually pulling wrenches and getting dirty, working on her dad's alcohol funny car, doing bottom end. So
well, those two girls know how to. They know how to work on a hot rod. I guarantee you. I was really impressed with both of them.
Hey, Will, how many comp cars is there at the Motorplex?
I'm going to go to Comp Limit and pull up my sheet here. We had 28 comp cars make two sessions yesterday. Recent Belrose Jake Sportsman Nationals. Sports Nationals winner Kevin Self on top of the pack with that little six-cylinder inline six 32 Bantam at 67 under the index.
That's wow. An Oklahoma boy, isn't it?
Yeah, from Caddo, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
It's good to see them do well. They had a pretty bad wreck up here last year at the Division IV race, and a brand-new car come back, second or third race out. They win Belrose, and up here, number one qualifier, 67 under, Scott Benham from LaGrange.
There you go. You know, everybody remembers Scott Benham. Of course, his dad, Crawford, many years ago, was a heavy hunter and competition eliminator, followed his dad's shoes, and now he's still banging it out, him and Brian Self. Is that Brian Self that helps him?
Yep.
Yeah. They're partners in there on they got their engine shop, Race Engine Development.
That's out in Magnolia, I believe it is.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, and, them guys have. Two. Go ahead.
What? I was just gonna say he's number two with a 851. Puts him 64 under the index for that E Super Modified. Pete Carberry from out West Texas, 07 Cobalt B Altered, which is basically a pro stock. Car with a 450 cubic inch motor instead of a 500 cubic inch motor, 7 flat, 64 under the index. And another local guy, Charlie Watson from Humble, 07 Cobalt, 63 under. And defending division champ, Craig Bourgeois from Metairie, Louisiana, that B Nostalgia car, 61 under the index. That rounds out the top five in comp eliminator. 28 cars. And the like I said earlier, the air is even better today, so we're going to see some real fast times in all the classes.
You know, Will, I'm a little bit disturbed about Competition Eliminator. As much as I like it and raced it and been around it all my life, the numbers are falling. You used to, you'd get 48 to 60 cars at a division race, and you're there with 28. And if you look over there at Vegas right now, it's at 24 comp cars entered at Vegas. There's 23 pro stockers. You know, that's...
Well, one of the things I think we actually have a discussion going on about this at InsideComp.com. With kind of the consensus with the racers that there's two main factors leading into the low car count in comp at Vegas. They instituted a new rule in Competition Eliminator last year to where you can actually hit the indexes on a factored altitude track, and the truth of the story is that the factors that they used to change the index to go to when they go to the high altitude tracks is a little bit off, and so I mean it kind of makes for some false lapse times. So it takes a car that maybe in sea level can go 61 under the index.
Right.
Well, once they factor the index, and the index ends up getting factored and ends up being a little bit softer than it should. Well, now you got a 68, 70 under car.
Exactly.
And, you go to a track like that where everybody's running, you look at the top half of the field. I think last night when I was looking at the field, there's probably, 12, 16 cars that can all run 60 under the index up there. Well, Competition Eliminator, if you run, over 60 under the index in eliminations, well, that's a, your index gets, lowered,
500s, isn't it? Will they get you for 500, sir?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. You got me?
Yeah, we got you there. You're a little shaky.
We put a dime back in it. Sorry about that.
You listen to the Sammy and Bob Show on ESPN. The phone number is 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. We're talking with Will Hanna. Will, You said the website earlier, but where do people go if they want to get a hold of all your wealth of information? Where do you send them first?
For Top Alcohol, Drags, your Top Alcohol Funny Car, it's InsideTopAlcohol.com. For Competition Eliminator news and discussion, it's InsideCompRacing.com. And for Top Dragster, Top Sportsman information, it's InsideFastBrackets.com.
There you are.
And what's your MySpace page? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, really.
Hey, we appreciate your time spending with us, Will. Man, you give us a good...
Sorry, I ran over a minute.
That's cool.
Hey, we're talking drag racing, and pretty soon everybody's going to know what's happening on the Sammy and Bob Show, because we're going to tell them when Will's talking about indexes and competition eliminator. A lot of people don't understand what they're talking about. We're going to inform them.
And Will, you didn't run over on your time. In fact, we're probably going to use more of your time as time goes on.
We appreciate you, buddy. And hang in there, and we'll be talking with you. I got something to say.
Martinette's car hopped up today, and
we need 20 miles an hour. Come on, there, man. Let's put some stuff in it. Let's go.
We're not tippy toeing today. We're going to get after it.
All right. We'll see you. Tell Marv Darvin hello.
Tell Darvin and Lee we say good luck.
Yep.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, Buzz.
Will Hanna.
That's right.
On the Sammy and Bob Show.
Yep.
That's right. Man, that guy's full of knowledge. He knows everything that's happening in the drag race.
He's going to be a good addition to the Sammy and Bob Show.
And Division 4 guys, he's a pretty sharp guy.
I might get him come over there and put a little of that little stuff he uses over there in my go-kart.
April
25th.
Trust me, Sammy, you need all the help you can get.
I know I do. I'm old.
We know that.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I just watched Jay Costales' dad, Tommy Costales, on the screen here.
Yes, sir.
He runs the 890 class in a drag. Was that the 890?
Oh, that was a 990 class.
990 class, the Corvette. He's driving a Corvette.
Super gas.
990 with a 6.
Yep.
Oh, hey, that's an old man ain't doing too bad.
No, not at all.
990 with a 6. Yeah, that was pretty neat. But, Jay, I appreciate showing this screen here.
No problem.
All right, here we go. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
It's the Sammy and Bob Show on ESPN 97.5. I have the ticket. It's the Sammy and Bob Show on ESPN Radio. Hang on, it's Johnny Bang's Bang and Bump Shop in Tomball, your local automotive paint and body collision professionals. In fact, their family's been in the paint and body business since the 1920s. After so many years and thousands of happy customers, it's no surprise folks always come back. The latest equipment, the most knowledgeable employees, it's Johnny Bang's Bang and Bump Shop in Tomball. 281-351-4482. 15277 East Huff Smith, Johnny Bang's Bang and Bump Shop. Custom auto paint, bodywork, not to mention Corvette specialist. It's Johnny Bang's Bang and Bump Shop. 281-351-4482. That number again is 281-351-4482. Johnny Bang's Bang and Bump Shop in Tomball. What would your company's logo look like embroidered on a golf shirt? How about a gym bag? Screen printed on a softball team's t-shirt? Prominently displayed on a travel mug? Sadco Services can turn those thoughts into a reality. Longtime sponsors of the Sammy and Bob Show, Sadco Services prints t-shirts and anything else you can think of. Koozies, hats, uniforms, tote bags, even ice chests. Their phone number is 713-453-2617. Embroidery, tackle twill, custom patches and emblems. How many times have you picked up a pen with your competitor's name or logo on it? Or found yourself asking, why don't we have that? Sadco Services. Check them out online, sadcoservices.com. Sadco Services, your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Sadco Services, 713-453-2617. 713-453-2617. For 40 years, Competition Sales has been your home for parts, wheels, tires, truck accessories. Competition Sales, you're talking about Houston's largest and oldest performance center. Competition Sales. When you think Edelbrock, Holly, Comp Cams, Mickey Thompson, think Competition Sales. Racers, street rods, classic car parts. One place to call, Competition Sales. 713-686-7890. Competition Sales, North Freeway and Pasadena. 713-686-7890. Competition Sales. Turn your garage into a showroom. U-Coat It is a professional quality do-it-yourself floor coating. U-Coat It is a water-based, odor-free, non-flammable epoxy coating that hardens to a tough, chemical-resistant plastic-like finish that won't peel or lift. U-Coat It comes with a lifetime warranty and is designed to be the last floor coating you'll ever need. U-Coat It products can be applied in garages, shops, trailers, and more. For more information, call our authorized U-Coat It dealer, Extreme Trailers of Texas, at 281-421-9276 or visit extremetrailersoftexas.com. You can learn even more about U-Coat It if you'll go visit Jim, Vicky, and Brent Nichols at Reliant Center during the rodeo season. Remember, do it once, do it right, do it yourself with U-Coat It. Whether you're looking for a towing package, body lift, interior upholstery, or a new audio or video system, John's Trim Shop is your one stop for all your automotive accessory needs. They've been a family-owned and operated business since 1953, and they're located at 4722 North Main in Baytown. They offer 90-day same-as-cash financing, and they offer gift certificates. Visit their shop or give them a call at 281-422-4286 or shop online 24/7 at johnstrim.com. That's www.johnstrim.com. 2.2 miles south of I-10 on Main Street in Baytown. And celebrating their 55th year, it's John's Trim Shop. 281-422-4286. That number again is 281-422-4286. John's Trim Shop, johnstrim.com.
That's got to be illegal, man. It's the Sammy and Bob Show on ESPN 97.5, The
wow.
Ticket.
Oh, man, we got way
now back to the show. Sammy and Bob, your host. Guys, what are y'all doing over there?
Well, let's don't forget RPM Equipment.
This hour brought to you by RPM Equipment, your home for all your towing, driving, truck, accessory needs. No,
man, you blew that. RPM Equipment, folks. 2019 Sandy Dale Lane. You can contact Brian or Susie or whoever at 281-590-1494. If you're listening from the Austin area, you can also go to Record Capital in Austin, Texas. That's Brian's son runs that little store.
Capital Record, Record Capital.
Record Capital.
And nice. He's also the proud sponsor of number 14 Carl Smith car.
Exactly. That's that late model.
That's
asphalt,
right. Late
round
model
round
pro
car.
Modified.
That's
going to
be
Houston.
At the Bayshore Fine Rides Car Show next Saturday.
Now,
that's right.
What was going on in all this commotion during the break?
When
people come back to hear noise and we come back in. What are y'all doing over there?
Okay. Jay has opened up a whole new game ball. Park
for you on the web. You showed him something on the web.
Website. Technology.
We're talking with Jay Costales. He's a racing industry software developer.
Yes, sir.
That's right. And Jay has showed me a website, and we're looking at cars going down the drag strip at Ennis, Texas. And they're running Super Gas class, which is a 990 breakout.
That's a 990 bracket
and
class.
We got to watch his dad went on 990 with a 6 a minute ago.
Now, you're not watching it real time, are you?
Real time, right now.
On the internet. And, what website?
We got Tommy Turner and Mike Carson up on the starting line.
It's 1320go.com. It's a pilot program they have going, I guess, with NHRA to try to provide better, quicker, faster internet racing results.
So people could go right now to 1320.com.
Yes, and they could click on, I believe, live timing, and then go to racetracks, and then select the Texas Motorplex.
And these are numbers, 1320, not the words 1320.
Yeah, 1320go.com.
Cool.
1320go.com.
Yeah, correct.
But what we were talking, Sammy and I saw some racers that we used to race with 20 years ago. Yeah. And so Roger Warren was on there, and Roger Warren runs his weather station that Jay developed.
He runs the AltaWeather weather station, and Terry Sullivan, who's now racing right now, also runs the AltaWeather.
And so he says this guy's good. He cuts an 013 light, and he says he will run a 990. With something.
Yeah, okay,
and
something.
He says, I got $5, said he'd do it. And I said, I got $5, says he won't do it. He went a 986 with a 9.
He turned the heat up trying to get ready for eliminations. Yesterday, he went a 90 with a 1. That's 1,000ths off his actual dial.
And here's a and David
Bob,
Jones.
You know it's against law to gamble. I want you to put that $5. I want you to put that $5
little gentlemanly wager. Little gentlemanly friendly
no
wager.
No way. I won that fair.
Yeah, he snatched up that $5 really fast.
I guarantee it, Lord.
Did it?
Man, that's the first time I won it.
I'm gonna tell Audrey.
Yeah, I'm gonna go talk to Roger Warren about that. I'll get my $5 out of him.
You get it. But anyway, this technology is. See, you can sit back and and do things like we just did.
Yeah, I mean, it makes the sport of drag racing exciting.
That's
fun.
Right. That's right. And actually, getting a fan club is actually looking at these guys now. You know, somebody wouldn't have into drag racing. Don't know who Roger Warren is if he's not into drag racing. But now they know who Roger Warren is. He's been around since day one in drag racing. But
yeah,
anyway,
it gives a spectator a way to follow a local
driver
racer.
Recognition, just like this right here, and it comes on your card
on the iCard system.
On the iCard system, and it just helps develop the whole drag racing scene, and it not only drag racing. I mean, you help the American Le Mans system.
That's correct.
Y'all develop the scoring mechanism.
Right. Well, we don't do the scoring mechanism. That's the A and B scoring system. They do a lot of the circle track stuff. But the iCard system is, you know, a way of distributing that information out wirelessly to the spectators. And it really allows the spectator to engage further and deeper into the sport. And, you know, of course, the teams use it as well for, you know, stats, you know, the set performances and stuff like that for the cars, like what we were talking about earlier with drag racing.
It's a tuning tool. And, it gets back to more cars go down a drag strip under full throttle than if they had that tuning capability. It's just something that they could turn some screws and make it go down a drag strip. The only bad thing about it, if you're the number one car, you don't get the benefit out of it. But the next time trial of the session that comes up, you'll be back where you can benefit out of it.
Well, racers have been doing this for a long time. I remember my father, he telling me a story about it, the Houston National International Raceway, the old track off of 45 in Dickinson, that they would actually dig through the trash to try to pull up somebody's time slip so they could kind of get some insight as to what was going on.
Well,
with the iCard system, you actually have the ability to not have to dig through the trash, I guess you could say, to get everybody else's results and to see what's going on. You can see the people that are sandbagging or doing that kind of stuff.
It might not hurt your grandfather run a track for a long time and had those results. And
right. Well, I'm sure that helped out a little bit, but I don't think he got preferential treatment. If you knew my grandfather, he didn't get any preferential treatment.
You, that's for sure. that's another story. Sammy?
Are you saying he was a hard ass?
I'm just saying that he was straight and to the point.
Yes, he was.
That's right.
Hey, I want to talk about Vegas, man. We had talked about Vegas yet, and Tony Schumacher, the Sarge, number one qualifier last night at 4:51 at 3:28.
Ooh. Oh, man. Here's
another guy. Tony's been running good, but Doug Cletta, you know, Cletta struggled
all year last year.
Doug Cletta's number two with a 4:54, with a one at 3:24. Hillary Will, little Hillary, you remember her?
Well, she's been on our show. She's hesitant about going to Vegas one time. That's where she tore that hot rod smooth up there.
I actually went and looked at her when she, you know, after she had done that in her pits. You know, there was no one really around, but she didn't look too happy about that.
No, I don't think so. She's pretty emotional.
That's right. She tore that hot rod up, I guarantee you. Go ahead, Sam.
She's number three with a 4:56. Morgan Lucas looks like he may be back on track. He is definitely qualified. He's seated for the field, number four, with a 4:57 at 3:25. Great, great, great pass. Houston's winner, Antoine Brown, is number five in the Matco Dragster with a 4:60. And our buddy Corey Mack, one of our guests at Houston Race, he's also running 4:60 with a six, makes him number six. And Brandon's number eight, Doug Herbert. Troy Buff, Houston, Texas, driving the Bill Miller Okuma Dragster.
They get in.
They're number 10. They're solid in the field.
Oh, man.
Another car I'm glad to see in the field, Bob Vandegrift with Jimmy Dupree tuning it, the UPS dragster.
That's right.
I'm sitting at the race in San Antonio, and I see Jimmy and him drive by with a UPS rig.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And our buddy Ursa Erbacher's number 12, like you said, with George Marnell sponsorship, Marnell Masonry.
Oh, that's good.
All right. Our next guest, Alan Bradshaw, is outside the field. He's number one qualifier at Houston. He's sitting outside right now.
One week you're a hero, the next year you're zero.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
Life of drag racing.
That's right.
You know, I mean,
he's got two more shots. Alan Bradshaw has got, he always runs very good, very consistent. So I look for him to, he'll probably step up.
Check
here
that, Chuck.
Bit.
Could be the phone.
Good day.
Hey, over in Funny Car. Fast Timmy. I mean, Tim Wilkerson. Always qualifies good. 485.
And he tunes the car. Fred Mandolini helps him turn the screws on it, still does, I believe.
Bob Tasca, third, number two qualifier. I guess his fourth race in a Top Fuel Funny Car. He fired his crew chief this week.
And Chris Cunningham, which was the car crew chief. I mean, let's see, what do they call those guys now? You got the crew chief and the car chief.
Right.
Okay, he was car chief. Now they've up. He's running the whole show. He's a car chief and the crew chief. And looks like he turned the screws where they needed to be turned because, what are they, number five?
No, number two.
Number two. Is that number two?
Actually, Forrest is number three, and Herb Mustang with an 86. The cruiser, Advanced Auto Parts Impala with a 487 at 309.
That would be Cruz Pettigrew.
Yep.
Okay.
Gary Selsey and Oakley Mopar with a 488. Dale Worsham, Houston winner, number 12. He's in the field.
He's in the field. The first
but there's 21 cars.
They got 21. More than comp cars. They got more fuel cars than got top
almost,
cars.
Almost.
Can
I mean,
that?
And there's some good cars. You know, Scott Kletta, number 19. Jack Beckman, 20. And Tony Bartone with a dog car.
Yeah.
He's number 21.
So Force is not in.
Did you say that out loud?
Well, okay. Ashley's in.
Ashley, but John's not in.
No, John Force is, well, he's 15th. I mean, yeah, basically in the field, but he's going to have to step up and stay there.
Basically, he's out of the field right now.
That's right.
You're listening to the Sammy and Bob Show on ESPN 97.5. The ticket, the phone number, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
You know, Bob, I was talking about our Houston number one qualifier, Alan Bradshaw.
That's right.
He must have heard us talking about it.
He heard us talking about him where he's number 17.
Yep.
And Alan Bradshaw, you're on the Sammy and Bob Show. And what are we going to do to step that puppy up?
Hey, guys, I'll tell you what. At this point, we're going out there and looking at the track. We've got a beautiful day in Las Vegas. Of course, you know how it is here. Everything glitters in Vegas. But right now, our time slip sure hadn't been glittering. But we're going to go out there and just try to get this thing down the track. And, you know, for Shell V-Power and Team Vis Viva, we've got a bad hot rod. The margin of opportunity for this car, it's either going to be sink or swim. We're just trying to find a sweet spot somewhere in the middle. This thing either goes number one to the pole or we sit number 17. And as you guys well know, we're sitting on the bottom half of that deal right now. But we'll step up there and give the Vegas fans a big show, and hopefully we'll go from zero to hero again. We've been getting pretty good at that here lately. We go from the what did Bob Fry call it? From the outhouse to the penthouse.
There you go.
You scared me there for a minute. Alan. But you know, hey Bob, you know what? Alan's he's a Texas boy.
Oh, that's right. I think you're in the Odessa area.
Yep, Odessa, Texas. That's home sweet home, guys.
Oh man,
and what do you do for a living, Alan?
I'm a chiropractor, so, you know, I work on backs during the week, and we come out here and try to break them on the weekend.
There you go.
You beat your back up on that little puppy.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, if the car goes out there and goes A to B, I might do one of those, what's that old boy's name, Carl Edwards, does he flip off his roundy-round car? Yeah.
I'm going to watch you get on the cage.
Okay, well, yeah, we're going to watch you just jump off the top of that cage and flip backwards.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, weight gravity challenges me. I might have to jump off the rear wing. That way I make sure I got enough airspace to land on my feet instead of my head.
You know, Bob, Alan was very successful over in the alcohol dragster ranks for years and years and made a name for himself over there. And I remember Alan shopping for a ride, you know, a few years ago. He's up at Motorplex talking to folks, trying to put a deal together. And man, all of a sudden, here he is driving one of the nicest cars out there. If you've seen the car at the Houston race, all painted up with Texaco colors on it. That was way cool.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Dexter Tuttle and this whole bunch, they've given me a real opportunity. And, man, we've busted a hump over and over and over again trying to get this point in my racing career. And I just, between Bill Miller last year in 2006 and Dexter Tuttle this year, these two guys are real gentlemen. We've got a great operation, and they've really given me an opportunity. Like I've always said before, I don't have the John Force last name or the Bernstein or the million-dollar check. And these are two organizations in the last 3 years that have given me a shot, and I'm really appreciative of that. We're just having a great time, and I'm living the dream, man. What more can I ask for other than a trophy on Sunday?
There you go. That's all. That's next, you know. But, you know, Alan, you've done very well. I mean, this second year in top fuel racing, I mean, it's you ain't done a Spencer Massey yet, you know. I mean, Spencer first race out, he wins that IHRA race last weekend. But you were number one qualifier at the Houston race, and I mean, I don't know. Was just psyched up, just pumped up, ready to start going rounds and red light, I guess.
Well, you know, it kind of looked that way. We had two number one qualifiers. We left Gainesville number one.
That's right.
And then Houston as well. So, you know, we've got the hot rod to run when it does. And when it doesn't, boy, it's brutal. It'll humble you in a heartbeat. But, you know, the round one deal in Houston, I'm not going to get on here and defend myself to the world.
No, you can. You sure can.
The car was staged a little deeper, and that's my doing. Nobody else's. Yep. You can bet your butt I was pumped up and ready to go up there and knock them dead for my home state fans there in Texas. So, you know, when you do the math, I should have had about a 0-1 or 2 lap. But with where I staged the car, it put me in just deep enough to take a chunk out of the tree that come up and snake bit me. So lesson learned. There's very few guys out there that can red light on the stages that I do on that particular run. And so I'm like, okay, I guess I can't do that. But couldn't have convinced me with it otherwise until it happened.
It was kind of bittersweet.
Yeah, they'll go in there and poke it in a foot and put the top light out and cut a 060. And I'm like, well, if they can poke it in a foot and put the top light out, 1 or 2 inches shouldn't have mattered, but obviously it did. So, you know, I may not be a rookie. This is my third year in Top Fuel. My God, I've been racing 26 years.
Yeah.
But every weekend, every lap's a new lap, and the day you quit learning, you better take
You better park that puppy.
You know, Bob, I think what happened to Allen was, as he was staging, he looked over at the Urbacher car and seen the Sammy and Bob show decal on the side of the Urbacher car.
I think that's what it was. I'll
tell you what, Allen probably did not he didn't care who was in the other lane.
No,
he's concentrating on that light right there, like you say. And, folks, we're talking to Allen Bradshaw, which was the number one qualifier last week in Houston, 2 weeks ago in Houston, Texas. Now he's the number 17 qualifier. He rode a zero, but he's going to improve here in a couple of hours. Allen, do you throw everything at it again, or what's Tuttle do? Does he just kind of backs up a little bit? And I mean, you're out, but you want to go fast and you want to get in. Is there a medium that you guys are going to shoot for?
Well, I'll tell you what, the balancing act isn't that we went out there with too hot of a hot rod intentionally, but what happened is on the last run in Houston when we had the infamous red light and it blew the burst panels about 80 feet out, it actually broke the fuel pump shaft.
Ooh.
And long story short, we didn't catch that till we got here, and dear God, we cranked the car like 7 or 8 times on the gasoline bottle trying to warm it up for first qualifier yesterday, and
wouldn't start.
Lo and behold, we found the fuel pump was broken, and so we had to make a fuel pump change, and in all fairness to Dexter and Tony and all the guys, when you make a fuel pump change, it's not going to be an identical pump. Your fuel delivery is not going to be the same. And in this case, in retrospect, at the hit of the throttle, this thing was like 4 gallons per minute more to the engine at the hit of the throttle. And we try to make the adjustments we can prior to the run, looking at the flow data from the flow bench. But you never know till you know. Until you pull the trigger, you don't know what you're shooting.
That's for sure. You can't, try to get 4 gallons of fuel out of it, make that slug move with 4 extra gallons of fuel off the start of 60 foot. It just doesn't happen. That's why you end up on number 17.
Exactly. But, well, we were 8%. If you look at the math, we were 8% more fuel to the engine. And when you do that, my God, you better have Chicago on a 55-degree day with cloud cover.
You know, folks at home,
you're going to blow the tires off.
Folks at home may not realize he's talking about 8% of fuel. We're talking about a fuel pump that'll pump 102 gallons a minute.
Yeah,
so 8% of 102 is a bunch.
But
exactly.
Well, we can't wait to look forward to hearing from the Allen Bradshaw and Tuttle group here just a little bit.
Hey, Mike, Bob.
Yes.
Our buddy, Mike Eubanks, is doing a bottom end this weekend for Allen Bradshaw.
Oh, is that right? Well, say hello to Mike Eubanks. I'm glad he's on with on you, Allen. And,
yeah, I appreciate that. Hey, you guys got any stories on him? I need to go over there.
Well, we're going to tell.
No, we can tell you on the air.
Well, ask him about the city lights. Okay. Ask him about city lights.
Yeah, but anyway, Mike's a good guy, and you got a good guy on the bottom end of that thing. Man, we look forward to seeing what y'all going to do this afternoon. Man, I'd really like to see y'all pull it out, qualify with Texas guy, does good again. So
thanks for calling in, Allen. We'll be talking to you down the road, I'm sure.
All right, and I was going to tell you guys, be sure to check out our NHRA blog on NHRA.com.
Okay, cool.
I've got some pretty comical stories in there, all the way from the Waffle House at 1 a.m. to speeding tickets and the whole deal.
Nice.
The fans will get a big kick out of it.
I can help you with those Baytown speeding tickets. Just send them to me.
So just go to NHRA.com and look for the blogs?
You bet, man. We got a lot of good stuff, a lot of good pictures. The fans will really enjoy it.
Cool.
All right.
Cool. All right.
Allen Bradshaw, Top Fuel dragster driver.
Thanks,
out
Allen.
In Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right.
Go get him, buddy.
Take care.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. It's the Sammy and Bob Show on ESPN 97.5, The Ticket. Before we go, I wanted to remind people to join The Ticket's Dave Tepper this afternoon from noon to 2 at Yamaha Motorsports at 9550 FM 1960 between Jones and Perry Road. Stop by and check out the great deals on Yamaha motorcycles and ATVs. Plus, he's going to be passing out ticket swag and tickets for the Arrows, all kinds of crazy T-shirts. You know how it is. Swag. Go get some.
Swag.
For more information and directions, log on to 975theticket.com. We'll be back. It's the Sammy and Bob Show on ESPN 97.5 The Ticket. It's the Sammy and Bob Show on ESPN Radio.
So you're out on the north side. You've been working on that street rod and that race car. It's time to get it done. You need to call Cypress Performance Center. We're talking full-on race car fabrication, assembly, nitrous systems, welding, wheel tubs, roll cages, back half cars to complete cars, street rods. Give them a call. Talk to Kyle, 713-819-2241. I'm talking all types of chassis, mini tubs, roll cages, custom exhaust. You've been putting it off long enough. Call Cypress Performance Center now. 713-819-2241. Get it done this weekend. Whether it's round and round or full-on drag strip action you're after, you've got to make your way to Houston Motorsports Park. Houston Motorsports Park is home of one of America's premier 3/8 mile high-banked asphalt oval short track, as well as home to one of the fastest 1/8 mile all-concrete drag strips in the country. With a racing schedule, you've got to see to believe. Go to HoustonMotorsportsPark.com and you'll see what I mean. Once again, that's HoustonMotorsportsPark.com, Houston's premier racing venue. Got drive shaft problems? You need to call Randy's Drive Shaft Service. I don't care if it's an 18-wheeler, a pickup, or a race car. PTOs, hydraulic pumps, motors, custom-built cables for that race car or dump truck. You've got to call Randy's Drive Shaft Service. 8025 Market at McCarty. Give them a call, 713-672-6344. They're authorized distributors for Spicer, Dana, Chelsea, Parker. It's Randy's Drive Shaft Service. 713-672-6344. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Clear Lake Speed Center really is your home for all your high-performance needs. Wilson manifolds, Dart cylinder heads, ProFlow fuel pump fittings and accessories. You've got to get out to Clear Lake Speed Center, the home of the NOS Kid. Plenty of parking for your race trailer rig, both before and after the races. Clear Lake Speed Center, Highway 146 in Seabrook, next to the Waffle House. Their number is 281-332-1092. That's 281-332-1092. Clear Lake Speed Center. Welcome back to the Sammy and Bob Show on ESPN 97.5 The Ticket. Brought to you as always by RPM Equipment this hour. Am I right, Sammy?
You're exactly right. 2019 Sandydale Lane. You can contact them 281-509. No, excuse me. It's 281-590-1494. Anything you need for your tow trucks, trailer accessories, the Phoenix line. Hey, everybody runs simulators on their duallys. They got the deal on them.
Proud sponsor number 14, Carl Smith.
Can you say that on the air? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sure we can.
You know, and Bob,
I we only say it one time.
You know, you said number 14, so I'm going to go ahead. They're going to be out there at Houston Raceway Park.
Right.
Excuse me. They're going to be at the Bayshore Fine Rides Car Show next Saturday morning, where we'll be doing our live remote.
That's
y'all
right.
Need to come by and visit with Brian.
That's right. We're going to have all kinds of T-shirts to give away. And all
and some
kinds
fine
of
rides, too.
Fine rides.
You know, hey, you know, I won that rat rod class last year with my truck.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Oh, boy.
Tetanus shot didn't win anything, did it?
No, it wasn't entered.
We were just there. Sammy, I got a phone call a while ago.
Yeah.
Our longtime friends, Frankie and Paul Taylor, they run the Pro Mods here in Houston, Texas, out of Dickinson. Yeah. They went up to Cannondale last night and run the Cannondale deal with Bubba Corsine with the new track that they got.
Yep.
And Frankie brushed the wall last night with that new Corvette that they got. Took out one header and messed up a door, and they're trying to put it back together. Huh?
Do we need to take him some headers?
I don't know. I'm going to talk with him as soon as we get off the show. But Frankie and Paul Taylor are thrashing to get that car out at Houston Motorsports Park tonight. Gates open at 12, folks. If y'all want to go out there.
If anybody can, they will.
That's right. They're going
to
make it.
You listen to the Sammy and Bob Show on ESPN 97.5. The ticket, the phone number, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get involved in the conversation like Michael did. Michael, you're on the Sammy and Bob Show on ESPN 97.5. The ticket.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Fine, sir. What's going on?
Man, I'm heading out to Houston Motorsports Park right now, actually.
Well, that's good.
I'm out there to watch Pro Mods.
That's right. They're going to be out there. Gates open at 12, and they start at 2 o'clock. So,
did you hear what, Michael, did you hear what Bob just said?
Well,
what did
he say?
Well,
yeah, you're
like me. I don't listen to him either. Frankie brushed the wall at Kennedale last night. He's thrashing to get the car together where him and Paul can race out there tonight at Houston Motorsports Park.
Oh, I think they'll get it together.
Oh, I guarantee you. If anybody can get it done, Frankie and Paul Taylor will get it done. I guarantee you. But
Guys, I'd like for y'all to say hello to my grandpa, Hokie Holcomb. He's listening right now.
Okay, we're talking to Mike Holcomb.
Mike Holcomb. Golly, you need to come by and see me. I got some stuff for you, Michael. Come by my shop. You know where I am. So how's Hokie doing?
He's doing good, man. He's hanging out there in Dayton, and he's listening to y'all right now.
Well, I tell you,
Do you know I had a fancy old Ruby? Hogie never knew this. Why you fantasize about
Ruby? Why don't you keep your fantasies off the radio, yeah, Sammy? Come on.
Ruby knows Hokie Holcomb, longtime drag racers. Our hats off to those people. They're good people over there, Ruby and Hokie. And Michael, his grandson, he's a true drag racing fan, I guarantee you. But appreciate you calling us, buddy.
Hey, thank you all, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll see. Right now, we're going to, we don't have... Pretty few minutes back to the show is almost over, and we've got Jay. What do you think, Jay?
Let's let Jay close us out.
This has been a lot of fun, and it goes fast, though.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, especially when we have people like you could keep us going. Yeah.
Hey, Jay Costales is a racing industry software developer.
That's right, Chuck. How did you know that?
Because I asked him in the first hour.
Oh, okay.
I'm just letting our listeners know, in case they just tuned in.
Right, well, for the listeners that just tuned in, we've been talking a lot about drag race timing system technology, iCard wireless timing and scoring systems, and weather systems. For anybody that wants to check out or learn a little bit more about some of the software development activities I've been able to participate in as far as supporting these different companies, you can check out AltaLabInstrument.com, AccuTimeTiming.com, and the iCard information you'll find on iCardUS.com. And, of course, I have to thank my mom and dad and everybody at Houston Engine Balancing Service, HoustonEngine.com, for supplying me with my own race ride, a 67 Corvette. It's my dad's world champion Corvette.
That was 1984, I think.
That was in 1984. He was a world champion in Super Gas.
That's right.
I demoted the car to Super Street, but I tell you one thing. Drag racing is a whole lot of fun.
Oh, that's right. And it's a good family affair. You know, your dad brought you up through it. Your brother's a mechanic. Does he races too?
Yeah, my brother actually works for Ron Craft Chevrolet. He does some excellent work. I've never seen anybody in my life that pays so much attention to the particulars as far as making sure they don't get your car dirty. They fix the job, fix it right the first time. Mm-hmm. And I know he's doing a lot now with the fast fuel injection systems. My dad and my brother are teamed up, and he's doing a lot of working on the dyno and things like that too.
Did he develop that fuel injection system on that dragster?
My brother and my dad, tuned it and stuff. They didn't develop the technology, but they tuned it and set it all up.
That's pretty neat. I watched that car the other day in the pits area, and it was pretty neat.
So, Jay, imagine a kid right now listening that's into computers, that's also into racing, and they were thinking maybe this would be a career path, perhaps. What would be their first step in something like that,
The first step, of course, is go to school.
Get some
education from that. Choose something that you're passionate about. I mean, that's the thing for drag racing or motorsports in general. I'm very passionate about the sport of racing, so I've been able to contribute software-based technologies to the sport. And I think when you're truly passionate about something, it normally turns out to be a positive thing.
But, folks, Jay, we're talking about all his expertise and all these timing systems and these programs he puts together. But during the week, he works at NASA. And when Bob and I and Jack White and some more went out to visit NASA and get the tour, our host was Jay Costales. And when we walked in, we shaking hands with these people. And here comes Jay walking out of the back. He introduced, we knew immediately. He looks much like his dad and his uncle. But
I wish I had more hair, though.
Well, can't be perfect.
What are you, 35?
32.
Okay, here's 60.
You whip off your headphones like you had to do that for him to see. Yeah. You didn't have any hair.
Hopefully I can keep it a little longer.
He got those two hairs sticking up in front of his headphones. He whipped off his headphones.
Just like your wife and probably my wife and probably your wife, like I said, she says, hey, I still love you anyway, babe.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have any hair.
Well, everybody in my wife's family, they don't have a lot of hair. In fact, her brother just shaved his head. I don't know why he did that, but he did. He looks all right.
It's called preemptive baldness.
Yeah.
You go for it. You do it yourself rather than have it happen to you naturally.
One thing that you didn't hear us talking about earlier, Jay is a musician also, so you may want to keep his number for your band.
I used to play in a lot of jazz bands and stuff, and I played a little bit in college for a while.
What do you play? What instrument?
The trombone.
The trombone.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife is an opera singer.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, that's the hard stuff.
She sings every Sunday at church.
You can't relate to that.
I'm like a honky tonk singer. that opera stuff.
Yeah, about the same. But you want to tell us about your video?
Oh, sure, if you want to see it. It's kind of a rock and roll. I play in a rock and roll band called Whiskey Boat, whiskeyboat.com. You can check it out there if you have QuickTime. We were looking at it on one earlier, didn't have it on there. But if you've got QuickTime, it's whiskeyboat.com, or you can go to my MySpace page, which is just MySpace/ChuckSavage, no spaces or anything. It's there. It's all kinds of plays. Whiskey Boat, a lot of music. It's kind of a, we're kind of a PG-13, borderline R-rated Southeast Texas white trash honky tonk band. We have a lot of fun with it. We play Wednesday nights at the Continental Club, Maine and Alabama, downtown Houston.
That's a freebie.
There you go. It's a little residency gig that I play each week, so it's kind of fun.
It's a lot of fun, though, right?
Oh, we have a great time, and it's I showed you guys the video before the show, and we're inside the Hot Rod Link, and the video is shot from inside the Hot Rod Link. You don't see much of the outside of the Hot Rod Link in
We got to do another video.
We're going to. Don't worry. Okay. In fact, I shot some video we're going to have posted pretty soon from the O'Reilly Spring Nationals of the different interviews with just some little takes of different interviews with Tom Hammond. And we talked to the big shot, Pedregon.
About the Tom Hammond's
Don Perdomo.
Hey, Don Perdomo, yeah.
Chuck, you know the Tom Hammond's that we talked with the other day?
Yep.
Kenny Caristi, number one qualifier in pro stock.
Yep.
He furnishes motors. That is a Tom Hammond's motor.
Yep.
Man.
And Tom's in. He's running number 11. Yeah. And I tell you one other thing I want to mention about Pro Stock before we go. David Nickens got two cars out there.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Well, he has Matt Harford.
Right.
Which is number 16 qualified right now, but Matt's qualified at every race. I mean, I don't care if he's 16 right now, he's liable to step up, but all four races this year, he's qualified. But he's also has the Todd Horner car, the Performance Auto Stratus. That's the Nickens run out of Nickens Stables.
Well, good. You know, and I was really impressed to hear that Kenny Koreski, and he started talking about he had the motor with the power and started talking about Tom Hammonds. I said, man, that's great.
Captain Chaos. If anybody get a car down track, Kenny Koreski can.
Well, that's true. But I really like it, what Tom Hammonds is doing. You know, he was a hands-on guy out there at the drag strip when we were talking to him. You know, he likes to do everything on the car that needs to be done. So, plus, he's got a guy.
He was a pleasant guy, wasn't he?
Man, he's a nice guy. Yeah. Man, a really nice guy. You think he'll remember us someday when he gets famous?
Well, he is famous.
I know.
Come on, guys.
Probably won't remember us. But
y'all are famous.
No, we're not. I trust you not.
Hey, where's my sticker for my car?
That's right. We will give you a well, you got your T-shirt.
I got my T-shirt.
When is the next time you're going to run your hot rod?
I'm racing this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at Houston Raceway Park.
All right, you have a sticker
next
on
week?
There.
I think it's next weekend. It's the 19th and 20th of April, so that's next weekend, right?
Yep. They have a point. What is it?
It's a bracket race. It's our local bracket program. It's the one that I know for a fact last year Extreme Trailers supported. They gave away a free trailer.
That's right, and you didn't get it.
No, I didn't get it. I was really hoping for it, though.
You work hard, though.
I was running his sticker, I promise you that.
Oh, that's
well. You'll have a Sammy and Bob sticker. I got some in the car.
You got some, Sammy?
Yeah.
Well, he can wear his T-shirt and Sammy and Bob sticker. Man, that's great. Maybe we ought to do something. Everybody's got a Sammy and Bob sticker on their hot rod.
Hey,
what are they going to get, Sam?
Money. Yeah. Come on, money.
There you
money.
Go. Well,
money.
I don't know.
Money.
Yeah. That's a problem.
that's a definite problem. But who is leading in Pro Stock right now?
You know, okay, Kenny Koreski. He's number one with 672. But Chuck was talking about the pictures he did at the O'Reilly Spring Nationals.
Sure.
If you go to SammyandBobShow.com.
There's a bunch of Marty on there.
There's a bunch of Marty on there in our picture album.
And Chuck made the commercial with Don Perdomo. Y'all heard that? The promo commercial with Sammy and Bob with Don Perdomo. That was pretty neat deal. That's amazing what Chuck can do. And
Chuck's a whiz.
You want to hear it?
We're going to be.
Let's hear it.
We got to.
You do not want to miss the Sammy and Bob Show every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. right here on ESPN 97.5.
That's my band in the background, too.
Racing big shots all the time. Recently.
We just grabbed Don Perdomo. Hey, but did you like the Hot Rod Lincoln?
Yeah, I like the Hot Rod Lincoln. Yeah, it's way cool, you know?
I drive that every day, Don.
Do you? I like the primer and the way it sets and stuff. It's old school, you know?
Yeah.
55 Buick Century.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's good.
That's a lot cooler than that.
No. But it's a stalker. You know, I'm going to set it on the ground. Flat, you know, paint, primer, tenant, something like this.
What happened is Chuck's our producer was driving this ugly silver Lincoln.
Right.
I said, man, let me borrow your car for a while. So I brought it over here to Baytown and turned my guys loose on it, and that's what he got back. He had no idea what I was doing to his car.
Yeah, it's cool.
Make sure you don't.
There you go.
Time, guys.
Is it time to get out of here?
Another one down the tubes. Another Sammy and Bob Show
In the books.
Jay Catalis. Catalis.
See, I told you. He always misses one.
Every show. Good. I did it. But anyway, hey, I appreciate you coming in.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Thanks, Sammy, for having me.
And, man, it's been a pleasure today and had a lot of fun. And I guess I'm out of here. And bye, Mom.
But you know, Sammy? Folks, except that some days you're the pigeon and some days you're the statue.
Is that right?
Truer words never spoken. It's the Sammy and Bob Show every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. right here on ESPN 97.5. The Ticket. We'll see you next week. Sammy and Bob Show. SammyandBobShow.com.